This Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala is that noble Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah ta'ala saved even from the clutches of Hajjaj bin Yusuf al-Thaqafi. We heard about Hajjaj bin Yusuf al-Thaqafi few nights ago, that he killed so many thousands of people in cold blood for no reason at all. So he also imprisoned Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, wanted to have him also beheaded, wanted to kill him. But it comes that when he was brought before Hajjaj bin Yusuf and he wanted to execute Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, he began to shiver, his knees buckled. He could not muster up the courage to give instructions to kill Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala. What was the reason for this? According to one report, later Hajjaj bin Yusuf himself told his people, his confidants, that when I made the intention to kill Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, he was standing in front of me. Suddenly I noticed two huge lions on his shoulders, about to pounce on me. If I were to harm a hair of the body of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, they were waiting to pounce on me. According to one report. So if this was not the case, the very fact that he was overtaken by awe, fear, for some reason or the other, he had to let Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu go, and he made the excuse that if you had not served the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would have killed you. On that basis I am letting you go. But the secret behind this, later, Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said to his friends, associates, that the reason why Hajjaj bin Yusuf could not get the courage to kill me is that I was under the protection of a certain dua taught to me by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because Nabi Kareem exclusively taught this dua to Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, it became known as Dua Anas, the dua of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala. We all ought to learn this dua. We have a crime situation in the country, rampant violence, crime spiraling out of control. This dua is a means of great protection. We may have heard a few months ago, there was an attempt on the life of Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, traveling in a motor vehicle with his wife, some children, and people surrounded his vehicle. This happened in Pakistan. With automatic rifles, they began to fire at random. The driver of the vehicle was also the guard. He became shaheed. So people can't understand till today. So many shots were fired. But yet, Mufti Taqi Sahib, his wife and the child with him, they were totally unharmed. Later when he was interviewed, he said to the people that I have the habit of reciting the Dua Anas daily. And that day also in the vehicle, I said to my wife too, and the child also, to recite this dua. He says, Mufti Taqi Sahib, Daan Barakatuhum, that perhaps, in fact I'm sure, that it was on the basis of this dua that Allah Ta'ala saved us. So it is a dua that you all ought to learn. Very simple. Bismillahi ala nafsi wa dini. Bismillahi ala ahli wa mali wa waladi. Bismillahi ala ma atani Allah. Allahu Rabbi, la ushriku bihi shay'a. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa a'azzu wa ajallu wa a'azamu mimma akhafu wa ahdar. Azza jaruka wa jalla sana'uka wa la ilaha ghayruk. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من شر نفسي ومن شر كل شيطان مريد ومن شر كل جبار عنيد فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم إن وليي الله الذي نزل الكتاب وهو يتولى الصالحين. This is dua Anas. We should try and make an attempt to find out where this dua is available. Try and memorize it. We complain about crime in this country. Inshallah, if you recite this dua, Allah will put you under His protection. Like He protected Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala from Hajjaj bin Yusuf. Like He protected Mufti Taqi Uthmani, Daud Barakatum, and his family from these assailants. So this is a dua we ought to learn. So nonetheless, Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala was blessed with the protection of the dua. He had the dua of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for barakah in his sustenance, in his progeny, and Allah Ta'ala showed him that barakah.